Well, the pro-Vice-Chancellor Māori at Waipapa Taumatarau, the University of Auckland, is Kawehau Hoskins. And they're hosting a Mātauranga Māori symposium exploring Māori arts and creative expression with a diverse range of experts. The symposium, which is set to occur annually and will focus on looking at different aspects of Mātauranga Māori or Indigenous knowledge, will be held, or in fact was held yesterday, at Waipapa Marae at the Auckland University campus. Thanks for joining us on the program today. Nei rā te mihi, kā koe, kawahau, tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe hoki.
Kia ora. Nā mihi. What did you make of it?
Oh, we had a fabulous day. I mean, it was fabulous. A very full house, a good vibe. It was feral, as you might know. But that's a day for introspection and whānau and people gathering together, and that day worked really well for us. We had a long day and held everybody's attention and energy across that whole day. So we feel very, very lucky.
Well, as Māori, we need to validate our own systems, our own history of knowledge transferal. And we were and remain a very intelligent people. The fact that we are now looking at Mātauranga Māori and sitting it beside Western knowledge, it's a very interesting correlation here. All that attended, I suspect, already in their own minds, have already validated our age-old systems of learning. What would you say of the mood in the tent, so to speak, kawahau, of those who were there?
Yes, I think, we purposely created a day to really celebrate Mātauranga, the fact of it, you know. We weren't there to convince anybody of its existence or its validity or any of those things. And we took a few months to come to that view of how we should, in a certain way, we were making a response to the debates that had got, well, if we wanted to call them that, that had kicked off last year, you know, questioning, you know, whether Mātauranga Māori is science and all of that. So we didn't really want to respond directly to that, because I feel like, well, I think a lot of people feel that that debate is not really of our making, you know, that Māori are, not really wanting to, well, not at every moment anyway, to sort of defend Mātauranga, or even really to say, hey, Mātauranga is science and everybody has to believe it's exactly the same, because I don't think many Māori hold that position. So, I mean, really, we just wanted to have a day where we could celebrate Mātauranga. And when we looked at all of the forms and expressions and so on of Mātauranga, we realised that let's not have a mash-up, you know, let's have a day where we just give certain, you know, cultural and artistic expressions and Mātauranga, give them a full day of space. And of course that only is the tip of the iceberg of what might have been presented. So that was really our approach, and I think that's our approach going forward too, is just to, you know, provide a space where we can really just come together and enjoy and celebrate Māori knowledge systems. Yeah.
Tēnā koe. I didn't know the term growing up, to be honest with you, kawahau, Mātauranga Māori. It's, but I respect it now. It's not a competition with Western knowledge systems, is it? What we're trying to do is, as the old saying goes, utilise the best of both worlds and see if we can't create a better future for our moko who will follow in our footsteps. So that's the goal. It's not a we're better than them sort of issue, which is intriguing. Could you tell us about who spoke and perhaps inspired at the hui yesterday?
Oh, yes. Well, we started with, I'm not sure if you know Maureen Lander, but she's an amazing weaver and researcher. And she came with Makarita Yanke, and they talked about, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Ra or Te Ra, which is the discovery, or perhaps it was knowledge of this, the only woven Māori sail in existence in the world is in the in a museum in London. And so they have been visiting that bar. They have been looking at it, you know, how it's woven. And they have replicated that ra, and they brought their half-size sail into the whare, and they presented on that story and all of the kind of processes that have gone into it and the difficulties and the ways in which the weavers did, you know, just did not, you know, couldn't initially understand how the sail had been made and many aspects of it, and they've just worked diligently to understand it and to replicate it. So that was phenomenal. We had another young group of women who, one in particular, Nico Hinden, who's been involved for 8 years in trying to revitalise ote or tapa, the Māori practice of that, which has been lost for some time, but there's evidence that we made ote or tapa, and we've got paper mulberry, you know, plants in New Zealand. And so she worked with people and, you know, with experts in Hawaii and other parts of the Pacific, and started very, you know, much on her own over many years to sort of develop a practice of how to make it, you know, just piecing knowledge together. So, as you know, like, these knowledge comes from experts, and knowledge comes from oral sources, but knowledge is also in the archives and in other places. So they did a wonderful presentation on that. Charles Royal talked about whare tapere, a wonderful presentation. Bernard Macquarie was talking about, you know, the concept of toi, you know, which is not reducible to the arts, but is really about a Māori concept of the kind of pinnacle of excellence in anything we do. And he talked about that in relation to the meeting house and whakaero and those sorts of concepts. So, yeah, we just had a fabulous day. People were in awe of, you know, of all of that creative cultural expression that, you know, we might broadly say is toi.
And all in the most beautiful surrounds of the wonderful whare. And I recall days when the varsity didn't have that Māori focus. So we're moving ahead, aren't we? There's no doubt about that. Kaweho, tēnā koe, thanks. What's coming up next? I mean, is this going to be an annual event, do you think?
Yes, so I've committed myself to that, and I think it's a good idea because it's not like we're the only ones doing anything of this nature. Of course, people every day are doing stuff like, you know, doing presenting on these sorts of things. But to bring it together and to make it a day and to just say, here is the fact of Mātauranga, and it's, you know, it's fragmentary in parts, it's evolving, it's, you know, it's all of these things, but and it's not just, absolutely not just a university thing, and not even primarily a university thing. I mean, I think one of the points yesterday was we were, you know, recognising again that there's only some places that certain forms of mātauranga can develop and be experienced, and those are in the, you know, in the kāinga and in the hapū spaces and the whānau spaces in our, you know, in our territories. And so, you know, it's all of those things are present. But yeah, I think we might have a controversial one next time. We might actually, you know, really delve deep into the debates and arguments about mātauranga Māori and science. I'm not committing to that, but I think we do want to have those conversations, but we want to sort of be in control of them, if you like, you know, to frame them positively. And there's lots and lots of examples of the way in which, as you said, mātauranga and science are working collaboratively and productively for, you know, for the benefit of all. So we would frame one like that. But, you know, you think of any domain of knowledge, and we'll be, yeah, looking to showcase that over the years.
It's been good talking with you again, Te Tuihine. Thank you so much, Te Kaha.
Oh, thank you.
All the best with the mahi for for the rest of the year and into next year. Thanks so much for your kōrero.
Tēnā koe.
Ko te atu rea, a tāmira tangata te take.